Hi guys, this is Funda.
And this is Rodrigo.
Welcome to Stranger's Corner.
Another chapter.
Yes. And this week, we are going to talk about the parties.
Specifically, Erasmus parties.
Yes, the wildest ones.
Do you really think? Okay, we're gonna talk about that right now. But first, what about starting with a song?
Yes, we have to do a really great party song.
What do you think about a reggaeton song to get it on?
Yes, it's very suitable for the Erasmus parties.
Let's play Domingo of Rey Conico Scuyuela.
Wow.
Domingo ahí en tu cama. Sentirte más y enloquecernos más. Nadie puede controlarnos estas ganas más. Y aunque no ha pasado nada, quiero repetir. Un domingo ahí en tu cama, con ropa liviana. Un domingo de deseo, oh, tocando el cielo. Un domingo de película al lado mío. Después de hacerlo 10 veces, quedémonos dormidos. Soy Raycon, el líder.
Raycon,
que no se te olvide.
Mami, tú sabes que sábado nos amanecemos, porque domingo nos entendemos, nos desprendemos, nos comemos.
Hacerlo 10 veces, quedémonos dormidos.
Yeah. It was a beautiful song and I'm already in the mood of the party, Rodrigo.
I wouldn't call it beautiful, but yeah, it was a nice song, definitely.
Let's go and have party somewhere.
Okay, let's go. Let's get it after this. Some mojitos. No, some Negronis.
Negronis.
Yes, we're in Italy, sorry.
Yes, Negronis or gin and tonic.
Oh, come on, gin and tonic is not.
It's the simplest one.
Oh, get an Aperol Spritz.
Yes, Spritz is also cool, but it's like for an aperitivo. But I also like them.
Have a bear. Get a grappa then.
Uh-oh.
We're just getting higher, man.
Or Amaro. Amaro is also nice.
You tell me.
Yes, I'm the alcoholic.
Okay, this is too much alcohol for one sentence. Let's get into the subject. What do you think about that?
I went a lot of parties here, especially for 3 months.
The first 3 months,
yes,
I imagine. Okay.
The first 3 months when the weather is not that cold, I always went to some parties and I had so much fun. Especially in the Erasmus parties, they are also have so much fun.
Really? You're
yes.
thinking it.
And what do you think?
I think they were good, like in the first, when the summer, I think the temperature has a lot to do.
Yes.
So when it's summer, you're just like enjoying the sun, everyone is like Bermudas and all of that. That's really nice. You really enjoy it. Everyone's
yes.
gathering in the piazza and I love that.
Yes, and we had the
I
stairs.
I missed the piazza.
Yes,
yeah, the
me
stairs.
Too. I'm going to come here at summer again for the stairs and the parties.
But what do you think about the Erasmus events they do, like? As such, not the piazza, because the piazza is kind of like public Erasmus.
Public.
It's a mix of everything,
yes.
which is really nice.
Yes.
But what about the like the things they do, like for example, Choco Party and all those other ones they did?
Yes. I think the best party here is the Choco Party.
It's the one you've enjoyed the most.
Yes, that yes.
It's a good party.
And the other parties were also cool, but the best one is Choco Party.
And why do you think? What was the ingredient to make it the
chocolate.
Best party? Mamma mia, that was disgusting. You cannot imagine, mamma mia.
Chocolate and creams.
Oh, you cannot imagine like seeing people full of chocolate in their faces. It's just gross. I don't know how you think
just
it.
Not faces, all hands.
Oh, I don't want to know where did it get.
I like all the parties happening in the Cento Dieci.
They are really good, actually. They have some really nice. I've never been to Mercoledì Rock, have you?
Oh, it's shitty. It's the worst. It's the worst.
So you don't like every party happening
no,
at
no.
there?
No, no. Yes, I don't like every party. You are right. Mercoledì Rock was the awful one. Really, it's so bad. It was so bad.
Really?
Yeah. And another one, which is not in the center of Perugia and which is not an Erasmus party, we went to Vanilla. And it was horrible, horrible.
Why
never
was it? Tell us a bit of their experience so other people don't repeat it.
Yeah, yes. First of all, Vanilla is a small place.
Mm-hmm.
It's not even bigger than Cento Dieci. But it was so crowded. There are a lot of people. And age rate was so low. Like, I saw some people and said, okay, they can do that. They can even allow to be here. How are they? How old are they? Like 13, 14?
Really?
How
was
they
it
are
that bad?
Yes, that was that bad.
Maybe some people like that, you know?
No, gross. They are minors. And they have three different rooms. One for commerciale, which we were there, and then we realized how big a mistake that was, and we changed. There were a techno room, and there were another room which they had salsa and bachata,
nice.
Which is my favorite.
Yeah.
Yes. When we went to this room, it's all perfect for me. It was all perfect for me. But before, it was horrible, Rodrigo.
And let me ask you, people know how to dance?
Yes.
Here, because it's not a big tradition like salsa and bachata. It's not a European tradition, let's say. So,
yes.
But how is people dancing? Do you think they are satisfying?
Yes. Actually, it was cool. I danced a couple of guys, and they know what they were doing. And I ran into one of my friends from the salsa class.
Okay, you're still going.
No, this month I couldn't because I have to write my thesis.
Okay.
You know?
She's doing something, guys. Yes. She's starting. After 5 months, she got it.
Now I'm finally writing something. And people went to dance courses. And they followed the where are the parties, which place has a salsa party.
Okay.
And they made a reunion there. So everyone knows how to dance.
Okay, that's great. And what about ESNers? Do they know how to dance?
Yes. They have pretty solid moves. Some of them has.
This is getting just, I don't know how to address this. I don't know if you want to tell us some histories you've had, but...
No.
It's not the moment?
No, it's not the moment or the place. But I can explain you when we are out.
Okay, so let me ask you another question using this topic. How are parties here compared to Turkish parties? Because I think that is really interesting, like the comparison between parties in Italy, specifically here, and parties elsewhere. For example, in Turkey, Istanbul, how are they?
And it's kind of same,
okay.
But not that same. Same, but different. They had this thing. For example, in Istanbul, the weather condition doesn't matter. You can always go outside because they all have heater on the outside. So you can have fun. And we have also salsa bachata parties that I managed to contribute back in Istanbul. and the other parties are also cool. For example, in Istanbul, which I like most, there is some kind of team parties.
Team?
Team. Like Yes, they have Star Wars party here or the Choco party.
I gotcha.
But they have some kind of parties with competition.
Okay, and then how is it like?
It's beautiful.
Tell us about it.
It's very entertaining. Of course, for example, the last one I went is about the Red Kit. Do you know Red Kit has 4 bad guys, Daltons? You have to find the Daltons. For all of the people, you have to find 4 Daltons.
Okay.
And they give you some points. Mm-hmm. And for example, I see you and I thought you are a Dalton. I came on to you and we are starting to talk. How are you? What are you doing? What is your job? How is everything going? How is life? Blah, blah, blah. And then at end of the conversation, you have to give me a card and I have to give you a card. And then if you are a Dalton, you can give me a card with a Dalton's face on it. And you are not, you can buy me a shot or you can give me another card which has you have a great dress tonight, like this. Okay. And then if you could find the 4 of the Daltons, then they can give you some awards. And before that, It was a New Year party, and it was very entertaining. You have to write 4 things for a sticker, and you have to stick it to your chest. And these 4 things, one of them have to be true, and the others can be lies. So the other person, when you talk, they have to find the one true thing. And if they know, you have to give them a card. Like this,
mm-hmm.
And the person who gather all the cards, most of the cards, they win, and they had an award. Like this, it's so entertaining, Rodrigo.
But
you should come to Istanbul.
How do you manage to do that drunk? Like I'm just imagining myself just going around looking for a Danton, which
part.
I don't even know what it is. Drunk. I don't know if that would be a safe place for me to be.
Yes, I met a lot of people, and I'm always connected to them. And when I go back, I will go another parties they design or another things. If you want to match with someone,
mm-hmm.
some parties for it, like they have an application for it, all
what
of
you
the
mean?
Obligations.
Like the bar did an application for it?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. Like they have an assignment for you.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, make the guy in front of the bar offer you something to drink. And if you manage that, it's a tick. And you go to the other assignment. For example, there is a...
That's great.
Yeah, there are some simpler ones like, okay, you have to find a hair brush.
Okay.
Blah, 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 blah. And they are all funny.
And does it work?
Yes. Not for me now, because... We didn't continue to being in touch, but some of people, yes, it works.
Like they found their perfect love playing.
Define perfect love, Rodrigo.
This got too deep. I would recommend you to play a song before this subject. Like.
Okay. For this, I want to play Get This Party Started from Pink.
Oh.
Let's get this party started, Rodrigo.
Put it down.
Maybe.
That's a very entertaining song.
Yes, it is.
And how are the parties in Bogota?
Oh, they are... how can I describe them? I would say they are very Latin, but they are not... I don't know how people imagine it, but it's not like we're dancing all the party.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we dance a lot. We like a lot of reggaeton, bachata, salsa, merengue. It depends on the place where you go. But there's also mix. There's also pop. You get electronic. But for me personally, a party, you have to dance if you go to a party. Like if I go to a place, they tell me it's a party. There's no one dancing. There's no music to dance.
Mm-hmm.
I would not consider that a party, personally. I would say it's just like a gathering of people with music, but not a party. So I think I don't speak for everyone because some people don't like to go to parties there, but I think that's a very important part of parties, at least in Bogota, and I would pretty much say Colombia, like dancing. The ability, like having the opportunity to dance with someone, and a lot of dances are with are coupled, you know? So you find someone and you just dance with them. So I think it's very nice to break the ice.
Yes.
It's
a,
an amazing way to start
start
everything moving, you know?
Yes.
Because you really like, it's your like excuse you get to dance with someone and to know someone. So you don't have to be like uncomfortable going behind her and saying like, hey, do you want to drink? No, you just say, let's dance.
Yes.
And if she likes you, kind of likes you, you'll dance and you'll see how she is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so I think that's pretty much like a basis of it, dancing, which is very important, which I don't know if they have it here. What do you think? Like the ESN parties you've been, you think dancing is like a core of the party or it's like a secondary?
Most of the people, I guess, it's the secondary. But for us, as I see, it's the first thing. It's the primary thing. Because when I went to this Choco party, I had so much fun because I danced practically everyone, every group, every Erasmus people.
Famous fun, there you go.
I like to dance and it's very cool. But and there's a difference than you told us before. It's like people don't get your opinion about it for dance. Just grab your hand and...
Here?
Yes.
Well, in Bogota, it's not like everyone is going like, hey, may I dance with you?
No,
like
no,
people also catch you by the hand. I just wanted to make it sound a bit nicer. But yeah, it's very much open. Like dancing, I mean like dancing, the dancing part is very important. It doesn't matter how you get the other person to dance.
Uh-huh.
But just like the dancing, I don't know. I think it releases a lot of energy also like.
Yes.
Gets you.
And which party do you like here the most?
I think Choco Party was a great party.
Yes.
Because also like a lot of people was dancing. I liked the music they were playing because they had pop. But also they had reggaeton and all that, like Latin dances. So I really appreciate that because I feel like, I feel kind of in a party in Bogota or back in South America. So that was really nice about it. And I really enjoyed it. But the part of the chocolate was awful.
Yes.
I find it was gross. Like, what the heck? Like, who's going to lick the chocolate from me? Like, I wouldn't do it, you know? Like, but yeah, did it?
Actually, there's a story. There's a memory about it. When I went to Choco Party, guys put the Nutella on my face.
Yes.
And my lips and like ears, all of my face covered with Nutella.
Mm-hmm.
And the other people who...
Was it Nutella? Because I think it was not Nutella Nutellas. I think it was like ears being chocolate.
I saw it's Nutella, but I don't know
if
which
you say
contains
so.
It yet. And then people start to take it from my face and lick it and trying to kiss me.
Yeah.
And it feels so disgusting. So because of my house, we're close to the Cento
Dieci.
Yes, I went to home and wash my face, mm-hmm. and I cleaned myself and went back to the party. And then as long as I step on the room, I step on the salon, now here came the cream. All my neck and the everything, all my clothes, everywhere, then it's cream, and it was also disgusting. I tried to clean myself here, but no. Then all the people try to try to put their finger. Okay.
What? I just got lost. Like, really, this escalated quickly, I would say.
Yes.
I really got lost in the
like.
Oh, okay. So yeah. They didn't put. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we need. We need graphic explanation in this.
No.
I think people is not gonna get it, as I did.
If they want to learn about it, they have to join the other parties. I bet there will be lots of choco parties, so they have to join
there
one of them.
There will be a lot of fingering. What are you talking about? I don't know if I want to go anymore, you know?
No, I don't know. If I join it again, I probably be more far away from the guys who have Nutella or cream.
Which are normally ESNers.
Yes. So
that's it. So now, tell us about ESNers. What do you think of them in general, as people, as a group, as an organization? Do you think it works? Tell us more about it.
They helped me a lot, mm-hmm. really. They make me meet new people. Antonio introduced me to this radio. Because of him, now we have our podcast.
We are having this chat. Yes,
definitely. Yes. And he gave me my best friend, one of my best friends here. So ESN is really working, I guess, for the parties, for the... I just maybe have one thing from them.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I can want one thing. Some cultural events will be cool too, like in Pisa. They have some hiking tours, some wine tasting, ice cream tasting.
Oh, that would be really nice
tours.
To get into the cultural. So.
Yes. It would be cool. Some mm-hmm. of them will be here also. But other that, the people, students helping students mm-hmm. is the best option because they know what to do, who to go. So they can help and they help. I had an email in this week.
Yeah.
ESN in Istanbul wants me to join them.
Nice, there you go.
Yeah, maybe when I come back to Turkey, if I have time, I can join them.
Istanbul, get ready for some chocolate and white cream.
We have to do much more choco parties.
I'm just too lost this podcast. Maybe I didn't sleep well. But
No, you can't do choco parties in Istanbul. It's so dangerous.
Why?
No. All the fingers and lickings. No, Rodrigo, you can't do this. No.
I didn't even do it here. I don't know if I would do it there, but thank you for the advice.
Yeah, you are welcome.
And also, I wanted to add to what you say, like about ESNers. I think they are really nice. Something really nice about them is the fact that they also did this Erasmus experience before.
Yes.
So, of course, not everyone, but most of them, I think they did it before. And they kind of know how you're feeling. Yeah. So it's like they share this this feeling of being new in somewhere
mm-hmm.
with
mm-hmm.
a language is not your mother tongue. So I think it's very nice. It gives it this special like ingredient to make... I don't know, the thing's easier, you know, because they know what you're going through and they already lived it and they can help. They know how to give you, for example, the best tools mm-hmm. to handle it,
mm-hmm.
which I think is fantastic. Like, it's a great association. Of course, for me, not all events are fantastic. I cannot lie. Like, some events I didn't like much. But having the association working, gathering people, I think it's important. it changes the whole exchange experience, the whole Erasmus experience.
Yes.
Because without that group of people, I don't know, it would be very different. Like, I cannot imagine, because 90-80% of the places I've been here is because of them. So, so I would say pretty much they have an important role.
Yes.
Thank you.
In the WhatsApp groups, for example, they always answer all the questions. Like, I need the taxi's phone number. I have to go to a hospital.
They are always, they're always giving those hints. And even as a friend, I think you can find some really nice guys to hang out, to do whatever.
Yes, they're all nice people. Okay, it's like we are getting paid from them, okay?
Yeah, it's
like no, guys,
don't speak about that publicly.
But it would be cool if they give us something.
Yeah. No, I don't want to talk about more. I don't know what they can give me. It's enough like that. I'm fine, thank you.
Okay, now I'm shut up. Then it's end of our time again. Time flies,
no, again,
Rodrigo.
It flies, as always. What do you want to play? You want to play something or another Latin song?
Latin song will be cool, actually.
Yes, would you like to rock one Latin song?
Yes, let's go with a Latin song.
Mamma mia. Let's put Quiereme of Gilberto Santa Rosa. It's salsa.
Oh, okay. Let's hear it.
Enjoy it, guys.
Goodbye.
Kisses.
La 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 la. Cualquier esquina,
quiéreme.
Y no hagas caso a la gente, no importa lo que digan ni comenten, solamente niña,
quiéreme.
Bésame en todo momento,
quiéreme.
Apasionado me siento,
quiéreme.
Seré tu fruta madura, no importa, quiero amarte con locura, solamente niña, quiéreme. Quiéreme, que yo voy a quererte así como nunca en tu vida, amor. Voy a darte mi corazón y seré todo para ti. Voy a hacerte una mujer feliz. Eso solo si tú me das todo tu amor para mí nomás. Míralo. Bésame hasta quedar inconsciente, solamente niña.
Quiéreme.
Así sabrás lo que siento.
Quiéreme.
Hasta quedar sin aliento.
Quiéreme.
Y tómame poco a poco, no importa que nos vean como locos, solamente niña, quiéreme. Quiéreme, que te quiero entregar mi amor. Quiero ser todo tuyo, sí. Darte todo de mí y embriagarme todo de ti. Y besarte en la boca, sí. Si me entregas tu corazón, yo te doy lo que quieras, sí.
Voy cantando de alegría por tu amor.
Voy cantando, tarareando y disfrutando de la magia, el encanto que tengo en el corazón.
Voy cantando de alegría por tu amor.
Ando loco de contento y este sentimiento que en todo momento me pone a cantar mejor.
Voy cantando de alegría por tu amor.
Porque tú me tienes, porque tú me quieres. Estoy de celebración.